Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we are going to be finishing up our discussion about divine guidance and starting a new topic on general methods of guidance according to grace. Our emphasis is always on our needing to develop our ability to hear God and to test what we hear. And this should be a fairly straightforward and situation where we don't have to put forth a lot of effort. There's not a lot of stress and strain in hearing with God. If there is that, whether it's emotional or whatever kind of pressure there may be, that's not coming from God. So that's one of those areas where we look at our belief system or our history or our woundedness to perhaps evaluate why we are trying to push God to speak to us instead of understanding that he's already spoken to us and told us everything we need to know, so that when we come to him with a need for guidance, we understand that God has created that situation and circumstance to show us someplace where there's a divider, a separation between our soul and our spirit, or just that he wants to get our attention. So we've talked about several different places, different ways or consequences of not waiting for divine guidance. And when we talk about consequences, this is something that, like any good daddy, he recognizes that this is one of the ways we learn, is if when we made a mistake, there were no consequences, we would not learn from that mistake. So instead, God allows us, permits, designs us to experience the consequences of our mistakes. When we are learning to ride a bike and we fall off the bike, we skin our knee. That hopefully motivates us to try to learn how to balance better, so we don't fall off again. And we want to understand his approach. His desire is not to hurt us. We learn how to balance, that this is something that he values for us. So it's not that we keep trying harder out of our own effort, but also he allows gravity to work in our situation, in our life, so that we skin our knee. The same thing with other areas in our life, even when we seek guidance or when we fail to seek him for guidance. There are consequences. It's not that God is trying to punish us, that he's vindictive or petulant. You know, you didn't wait on me, I'm going to get you. I'll teach you to never do that again. He loves us. He loves you. He's not trying to teach you a lesson for lesson's sake. But he wants you to learn something. And sometimes experiencing the consequences of trying to do it our own way, make our own decisions, not ask him his input, his desires, his intent. He allows us to experience those consequences. His goal is always that we turn to him in response to missing him. If there's anything that we can learn, the quicker the better, is when you make a mistake, go to God. Go to Father. Admit your mistake if you know it, or just ask, Lord, did I miss something? This is what's going on. Am I missing something? How can a loving Father withhold comfort, encouragement, direction? Now, we don't do it out of manipulation, trying to get out of consequences. One of our challenges as Christians is we often draw this line, things we go to God for, but everything else we take care of ourselves. And that's our doing, not God's doing. There's nothing in our life that he's not interested in. Now, that doesn't mean we don't get out of bed until we feel his presence. No. We understand that from the moment we wake up till the moment we go to bed, and even while we're asleep, he is present, and we can have an awareness of his presence even when we don't feel his presence. But if we recognize that he might want to say something about you getting up this morning, what you're going to do, what you're going to wear, what dream you had, what conversation you had with God while you were asleep that you aren't even aware of, what he might want to prepare you for. Understanding that your spirit, who you truly are, is in wonderful communion with the Spirit of God. Again, you don't need to know anything. Your spirit already knows everything. Your spirit knows what decision to make in every circumstance, every situation. The problem is not knowledge or understanding. It's being able to hear. It's dealing with that separation between your soul and your spirit. So we've been talking about the consequences. The first one being a loss of his personal presence. Again, when we think we can do it all, we push him away. God wants to be wanted. He wants to be asked. Then there's a recognition that there will be consequences that are an outgrowth of our decisions. We want to recognize that God is sovereign. He alone is our teacher, our guide, our counselor, that He doesn't like it when we turn to others before we turn to Him, whether it's going to the scriptures, to our pastor, to our prayer group, to our spouse. Who do we turn to first? Now, God knows you need encouragement. God knows you need whatever you need. God knows that. But He wants to be the one to give it to you first. Now, you may go to Him with a stressful situation, and you may not feel like you've gotten a resolution. You may not feel like you've gotten the encouragement, the direction, the answer that you've been looking for. But then lo and behold, the answer comes another way. The encouragement comes another way. The direction, the open door or the closed door, comes another way. You can know, you can have confidence that because you have gone to God first, you are more likely to be able to receive clearly from any other avenue. You have no idea what God has for you each day. None of us do. But we do know that it is for our good. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be all good, but that whatever He has for us is because He loves us. And He wants what's best for us. The problem is, He gets to define what that is. You and I don't get to decide what's best for us. God decides that. And again, your spirit, who you truly are, already agrees with Him about what that best is. Now, sometimes His best hurts. Sometimes what's best for us doesn't make sense. May even be counter to everything we thought we knew about Him. And this is where we let Him reveal in His timing His purpose for us. It may take a long time to be able to see things from that perspective. And in fact, you may not in this life see why something happened. But by turning to Him and asking for an explanation from Him, we avoid the consequences, the additional hurts of trying to hold God accountable for His actions. He's the God, and even though He has revealed His purposes and plans to your spirit, He is not obligated to reveal them to your soul. And very often, knowing why He does something, what happened, an explanation, or even seeing how it turns for our good, doesn't make the pain go away, doesn't relieve us of the consequences. And so we simply learn to be satisfied with, Lord, did I miss something? Am I supposed to learn something from this? Or is this just a consequence of my living on this earth? Lord, is there a wound here? Is there a belief here that needs to be changed? And we look at our process of living day to day, dealing with these mistakes, dealing with when bad things happen, dealing with the pains and the misunderstanding, going to Him first. Once we've done that, allowing Him the opportunity to reveal His purpose and His plan, if He so chooses, whether from Himself or from another source, a person, the Scriptures, a song, a stranger. But when you then receive it, when you get that encouragement, that understanding, you'll know it came from God. It came from your Father, even if it didn't come directly from Father. We want to look at every circumstance and situation as an opportunity for relationship. Not to get better, not to get stronger, not to get more mature, to grow spiritually, whatever that means. It's a unique personal relationship with a living God. Is He living to you? Is He real? He doesn't want you to be satisfied with anything less than a real, satisfying relationship with Him. So the final consequence is the repetition of personal challenges and crises. Sometimes it seems like we get locked into habit patterns where we repeat the same mistakes over and over again. It's like we go around the same mountain over and over again. And some of us need to stop and take a look objectively at what we're doing, what we're thinking. Sometimes even just stopping and going, you know, I keep on doing this. Lord, do you want to talk to me about this? A lot of times that's all it takes. And if that's the case, great. You've solved it. You don't have to go around anymore. It's not by your own effort that you're going to gain understanding or wisdom. Wisdom is a gift that God gives you. Because He's already given it into your spirit. It's there. So this is one of the ways God brings into our awareness that we are going in circles. We keep on making decisions. And a lot of times we don't know that we're making mistakes. We've always done things a certain way. Let's say with relationships. Whenever they get difficult, let's say with a boss, whenever work gets tough, you find another job. Work gets tough, you find another job. The boss is mean, you find another job. The people you work with are not nice, you find another job. When God, in fact, has been specifically choosing each one of these situations to heal wounds so that he can pour himself into you from his spirit, through your spirit, into your soul for your good, for your benefit. It's important to review your personal history. Not just so you can learn from your past, but so you can cooperate with God and be freed from your past. So you can gain everything possible from your past. So you can reflect. You can study. You can take your life seriously. You can develop new life skills. Set new life goals. On the basis of what your history reveals about what you're struggling with. We don't learn from history unless we reflect, evaluate, and apply those lessons that are revealed by our history. It's not just, oh yeah, every time I have a problem at work, I quit and I find another job. That's not going to break the cycle. Just recognizing that's what you do isn't enough. You have to go to the Lord, find out why do you do that? Because there's multiple options. Do you make the wrong decisions about the career field you're in? Is there a wound there that makes you ultra sensitive? Is there are you coming up against your enemies that need to be dealt with? There's only one way to know this. And that's to ask God. And when we can take advantage of our history, our personal history, and you don't need to share this with everybody in the world. Let this be between you and God. When you discover these things, Lord, what do I need to do in response to it? And it may be I need to have a wound healed. I need to change my beliefs. Or even I need to develop a new life skill, a communication skill. I need to be more patient. I need to realize the boss is the boss and the boss gets his way. Whatever it is, it's an opportunity for the Lord to bring you into a greater relationship with him. That's what it's always all about. Not your career track, how quickly you can get up the ladder, what other people think of you, what you think of you. But how does this circumstance, how does this situation affect your relationship with God? So we have an awareness of our personal history. We look back and we see patterns. And we let those patterns encourage us to God, where we ask and seek and patiently wait for us to, for him to change our future. I don't know about you, but I want to make the most of my time here on this earth. And I don't want to be spending the rest of my life repeating the same cycles that have gotten me here. Not when God has a way out. Now, there may be things that you've been struggling with that it isn't time to deal with yet. Sometimes that's the hardest option. But you may see a pattern in your life. You know, maybe you keep on running up against hard bosses and your first response is to quit. Find another job. Lord, is there anything you want to talk to me about this? His answer may very well be, not at this time. And so you mark it down and you just continue the way you've been going. When you run up against a bad job, a bad boss, you deal with it the best way you can. You ask him, Lord, how do I do this? But if he doesn't teach you what you need to learn, let it go. There are times when he brings these crises situations, these mistakes, or even the weaknesses of our temperament to our attention. When he is not necessarily ready to deal with it. Most of the time he is. But he's the God. Who knows? He may be trying to get your, he may be holding your attention on the conversation you're having with him about your boss, when without you even realizing it, he's dealing with you about a much more painful, sensitive situation. And so by the time he shows you that, it's already all, almost all done, 99%. And you get to be involved in the last part. And then this thing with the boss just resolves itself. So we've talked many times about this whole concept of being out of the will of God. To say that we're out of the will of God is to say that our will is stronger and bigger than his, which is not true. And we have this idea that he has submitted his will to our will, but that is not true. There's a much better explanation that we have misunderstood his goal in our life. If he's not guiding and directing us actively, he is guiding and directing us providentially. Since his goal is to be in complete relationship with us, he will guide and direct us into circumstances where our ignorance of his will be obvious and will force us to turn to him and to seek him, building that relationship. And since God wants us to rely on him for divine guidance and has provided the means of that guidance, we can begin the process of learning divine guidance with the full assurance and confidence that God will respond with divine guidance. And that's where we'll pick up next week with the keys, the understanding of guidance according to grace. Not legalism, not God will guide us if we do this, that, and the other thing, but understanding that God wants to give you what you need every day. So thanks for tuning in tonight. We'll be getting back together again next Sunday In the meantime, drop me a line at diane@therainersclub.org. Again, thanks for tuning in, and have a great night.